There's another religious controversy we want to tell you about. This one's in France, and it also involves Islam. At issue is a gargoyle adorning one of France's most important churches. It's the 12th century Cathedral of Saint-Jean in Lyon. The gargoyle in question immortalizes a Muslim stonemason who's worked on the cathedral for decades. That's outraged members of a far-right group in Lyon, as Anita Elash reports.
Gargoyles have traditionally been added to church facades to ward off evil spirits. Medieval stonemasons often modeled their gargoyles after the people who worked on a building. It's in that tradition that a likeness of Ahmed Ben Zizine's face was attached to a bird-like body towering from one of the outside walls of Saint-Jean Cathedral. Carved underneath it in French and Arabic are the words Allahu Akbar, or God is great. That's got a local far-right group railing about what it calls the Muslim takeover of France. Thomas Durand speaks for the group.
In the Catholic religion, we don't use the expression God is great to talk about the greatness of God. It would be the same as going to the Middle East and writing Ave Maria on the side of a mosque.
Church officials say they're not bothered. Gargoyles have been carved on the sides of churches to reflect society for centuries. One priest points out that Saint-Jean Cathedral even has some that are erotic. Sculptor Emmanuel Fourche said he made the controversial gargoyle as a tribute to Ben Zizine, a practicing Muslim and a master mason who's worked on renovations to the church for 30 years. Fourche says it's a story of friendship. He says it shows that people can get close to each other even if they come from different cultures. As for Ben Zizine, he says he's puzzled by the uproar.
For me, a synagogue, a church, or a mosque, these are all holy places, so it's a place you have to respect. I find them beautiful. They're made with love, and I respect the people who build them.
Ben Zizine says he's pretty happy with the way his gargoyle turned out. It's a spitting image, and one of the few on the church that's handsome instead of grotesque. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
You can compare the face of the Master Mason with his gargoyle lookalike. We got photos at theworld.org.